Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Not Friday, but Erev Shabbos. Today's Erev Shabbos, and we are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. And we're doing so thanks to the generosity of our dear friends, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Eschus for Chayarivka Bas Tzipora Freidel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. I want to build on something we said last week. Last week we spoke about Menucha Bas Shabbos. Ba-menucha. Kadosh Baruch Hu created something new when he created Shabbos. I thought Shabbos is the end of creation. Shabbos is the end of creation. It's the end of creation in terms of the 39 categories of creative labor. But he created something new that didn't exist. And what was the thing that didn't exist? Menucha. Ba-Shabbos, ba-menucha. When we stop, when we cease, when we're happy with what we have, that's when we have menucha, that's when we have peace of mind. When we're running and chasing and doing, then we're never ever satisfied, we're never happy, we have no peace of mind. So let's just continue that same pasuk. Kivo shavas mikom malachto, Kadosh Baruch Hu rested from all the work he did, asher bara Elokim la'asos. That God created la'asos to do. What does that mean, that word la'asos? Everybody asks, Asher bara Elokim la'asos. We're all familiar with it. We say it. It's part of our kiddush. It's part of our davening. But what does it mean? Asher bara Elokim la'asos. This is a combination, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, and a little kiddush sitter snippet. What do you mean la'asos? So the Rachmas Rivka in the Amoras Torah quotes the Avashalom, who says the following. You can explain it in two ways. Six days of the week a Jew needs to be occupied and preoccupied with preparing for Shabbos. Today is Yom Shishi b'Shabbos. Sunday Yom Rishon b'Shabbos. All the days are oriented around how close are we? How many days has it been since Shabbos? How many days is it in the count towards Shabbos? But there is no Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for a Jew. Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, Yom Sheni l'Shabbos. All of our weekdays are working so that when Shabbos comes, the payday, the Makor Bracha, the Tachlis of Maisa Bereshis, when Shabbos comes, I can lean in, I can experience, I can elevate, I can find the holiness. So the 6 days are preparing. Literally, it means shopping and cooking and setting a table and inviting guests. It also means spiritually becoming who we could and should be to have the most heilig Shabbos. And says the Ava Shalom, says the Amaras Tahoros, directly proportional to the preparation we put in is the holiness and what we'll get out of Shabbos. If you try to wing it, if you run into Shabbos last minute of the 18 minutes, if you're not really ready, then not only physically will you have nothing to eat, not only will your table not be set, not only will you not be dressed for Shabbos, but spiritually, you won't be able to feel and experience and be elevated and be transformed by Shabbos. V'kach yargish ha'aras ha'neshama yisera b'Shabbos, ki mishatarach be'erev Shabbos yocha b'Shabbos. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, tells us that whoever prepares, toils, puts themselves out on Erev Shabbos, will have what to eat on Shabbos. So that doesn't only mean physically, it means spiritually. Do we do tshuva and repair? Do we figure out where we went wrong? Do we pride in what we did right? How do we understand and interpret our week so that we can go into Shabbos trying to prepare to do better in the week that will be? After Shabbos, az yisala od yoser. Because you know what's coming? Another Shabbos. V'zum ha-shekasov, asher bara Elokim la'asos. Shekach bara Hashem yisborach es ha'olam, sha'ach ha-shvis ha-shabbos zeh, tzorach la'asos od ha-chana le-shabbos ha-ba. However, we get it wrong. We get it backwards. We think that Shabbos is so we can rest for the week. Oh, I'm so tired. I've barely slept. What a week it's been. Shabbos, I'm going to eat and sleep and rest and laugh and play so that I have the energy for the next week. No. The whole point and purpose of the week is to be able to have Shabbos. Shabbos is the tachlis of Maisa Bereshis. Shabbos is the tachlis. Shabbos is the essence. Shabbos is the goal. Shabbos is the tachlis. All week long we work so that we can have Shabbos. All week long we prepare, we get ready. What Dvar Torah am I going to say? What story? What provocative question? What game will we play? What joke or story will I share? How will we laugh and bond? How will we rest? How can I lean in and get the most out of Shabbos? But it doesn't happen on its own. It happens only when we put in the prep and the time. And therefore, Asher bara Elokim la'asos, another Shabbos. We have one Shabbos, and then we get back to work for a week to get ready for the next Shabbos. So the Shabbos is not to get ready for the week. The week is to get ready for Shabbos. And this is very important to our mentality. We turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, when on Friday we don't say, oh, thank God, Shabbos is coming. I'm going to pass out. I set the timer on the lights to go out right away so the meal can't go on because I just want to pass out because what a week it's been. That is not the purpose of Shabbos. It's the opposite. It's that Shabbos, all week long I work so that I can have Shabbos. Shabbos is the payday. Shabbos is the purpose. Shabbos is the goal. Shabbos is the destination. Even though we're refraining, we're resting from doing the lamed. So what's la'asos? If Shabbos is all about being at rest and not doing work, then what did God do? What is the creation? What is the la'asos? Because this is the place, what did he create? Resting. Being at rest is work. Being at rest is creation of something new, is the creation of something new. That's Schara Harbe Ma'od Api Pa'alo. Schara Harbe Ma'od, the great reward, Api Pa'alo, for the effort that we put into the resting itself. So, Chevra, on this Friday, as we're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos, it's not Friday, it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And Erev Shabbos Kodesh means not, oh, thank God, a TGIF, thank God it's Friday, I could pass out, I could rest, I could relax, I look forward to Shabbos. It's that Shabbos is the Makor Bracha. So spend Friday getting ready. Spend Shabbos building up. Put on great music. Put a skip in your step. Put extra flavor in the food. Set the table and set yourself up for a great Shabbos, a story, a Dvar Torah. Be ready, because only Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos, Yochal be'Shabbos. Yochal doesn't just mean physically will you have what to eat. Yochal means will you eat from the holiness and the beauty? Will you be transformed? May it be a holy, healthy, a happy, a wonderful Shabbos for us all.